News of Osama bin Laden's death brought Donna Marsh O'Connor a feeling of sadness and a sense of loss. Well, those are unusual reactions for anyone, but especially for someone who lost a daughter in the September 11th attacks nearly 10 years ago. Donna is now the spokesperson for September 11th Families for Peaceful Tomorrows. That is a group that aims to turn the grief of losing a loved one in the 2001 attacks into a catalyst for peace. We reached her in Syracuse, New York.
Ms. O'Connor, what went through your mind when you heard Osama bin Laden was dead?
You know, at first it was sort of just this, you know, numb piece of information that had no bearing. And then I was unprepared for, you know, the emotion that I was surprised to feel. Sadness. President Obama's speech brought us right back to, you know, falling towers and, you know, back to the moment again of 9/11. And that always produces a kind of sadness. I mean, I guess what makes me, you know, profoundly sad about this particular death is that it is, you know, it's so much a part of the 9/11 story that has been circulating in culture, and it just strikes me as such a profound, incredibly profound waste of life in the 13 years that, you know, we know Osama bin Laden has been in this murderous rampage.
In the speech yesterday, President Obama spoke of, he said that justice has been done. He used the word justice, and he spoke of it as being a momentous achievement. Would you agree with that characterization?
You know, I don't want to really parse words, but the concept of justice is important. And, you know, I think justice is, you know, a term that specifically, unless we put it in the realm of, you know, God's justice, It is a legal term, and justice is meted out in courts of law, and we certainly did not have a court of law determining that, you know, this was just punishment. So without really marking this line in the sand between what President Obama meant and what he could have said that would have perhaps been more palatable, this was a man who perpetrated crime against humanity for a very, very long time. And we couldn't have law enforcement go to Pakistan and, you know, do what they had to do to capture or detain Osama bin Laden. This was the only way to get Osama bin Laden. And I do believe that, you know, the United States had a responsibility to apprehend a man who was going to continue to slaughter American people. So while I would argue that this is not justice, that we have a rule of law and a justice system that is part and parcel of the American way of life, I would also not want to say that this was not an act that, you know, did not have moral authority and certainly had great significance.
As soon as the news broke last night, the people took to the streets in the United States, especially in Washington, New York City, a lot of young people cheering, singing, drinking champagne, a huge amount of celebration. Did you share any of that joy?
No, absolutely not. In fact, it was important for me to immediately, you know, issue a statement saying, in our family, we do not celebrate death. I guess it occurred to me last night when it really made me feel profoundly sad that Osama bin Laden, horrible, you know, man that he was human. He was mortal. And, you know, in some fundamental way, the supervillain script had infused my imagination, you know, that that this was, you know, the alternative to Superman. This was the Dark Angel. This was not a human being. And last night it was driven really clearly home to our family that, no, this was a human being who committed monstrous acts. And, you know, we do not celebrate death in our family. And another thing that was absolutely striking to me was the profound sense of loss that, you know, a man who was, you know, held responsible for the murder of my daughter was dead. And so clearly, so was still my daughter. And so the murder or the killing of one did not, you know, forgive or bring back or change the nature of the murder of my daughter. And I think that at the same time, the emotions that I was feeling were and still do feel are real. And when you look at the faces in the crowd, particularly the crowd outside of the White House that we have been told by some reports were largely Georgetown, George Washington, and American University students, these were children at the time of 9/11. And 9/11 did not, you know, go away for them. Thank goodness they still remember it. They know its significance. And to them, you know, just as to us, the boogeyman was killed. And I think, you know, to judge them for that celebration is as wrong as it is for sane, reasonable people to celebrate the death of anyone. So I hope what happens is that this becomes a moment when we can take that energy and say, now let's call an end to the terror years. It doesn't mean we don't, you know, scrutinize, you know, potential criminals. It doesn't mean we drop all of our, you know, safety nets. It doesn't mean that we pretend we are not vulnerable to attack. We always will be. It means we reclaim our land as the land of the free, the land of the civilized, and the land of the just. And we stop the terror years because there has to be some significance to Osama bin Laden is now dead.
Ms. O'Connor, as always, it's an honor to speak with you. I thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.